reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, I want you to think with me for just a couple of moments about two kinds of leaders. This comes from Waterloo, The History of 4 Days, Three Armies, and Three Battles by Bernard Cornwell. And as I note in my review, Cornwell's book is full of leadership insight. In this particular portion of the book, he's talking about the relationship between soldiers and their officers. And he says, contrary to kind of popular opinion, he said, actually, the relationship was one of affection and admiration. Now, let me give you the context. Cornwell is describing the Scots soldiers' reaction to the fall of their battalion commander, whose name was Sir Robert McCarra. And McCarra was wounded, and as he was carried off on a stretcher to surgeons, he was, in the words of Cornwell, callously slaughtered by French soldiers, who also killed the four men who were carrying him. And he steps back from this, and the soldiers realized, hey, this isn't warfare, this is murder, and they were enraged. I want you to listen to this, and in the process, you're going to hear about two kinds of leaders.
The murder of the wounded McCarra had inflamed the Scots, and is a reminder of how good relations were between officers and men in Britain's army. Again and again in letters, diaries, and memoirs, that mutual affection shines through. Too often the British Army of the early 19th century is depicted as a mass of whipped soldiers led by aristocratic fops, a picture which is utterly misleading. Most officers came from the middle classes, clergymen's sons being especially prominent, and the long wars had honed their skills. The 42nd killed defenceless Frenchmen late in the day because they'd been maddened by McCarra's murder. They wanted revenge, and that reaction sprang from their affection for their commanding officer. There was more than affection, there was admiration. An officer might be wealthy, certainly wealthier than the average private, he was privileged and even sometimes aristocratic, yet he still shared the dangers of the battlefield. Officers were expected to lead by example. Rifleman Costello of the 95th said the troops divided officers into two classes, the come on and the go on, and with us, he said, the latter were exceedingly few in numbers. Rifleman Plunkett once told an officer, the words go on don't befit a leader, sir.
Don't miss that last line. That is so good. The words go on don't befit a leader, sir. Why? Because leaders lead. And because they lead, they say, come on, follow me, not go on, get this done. And rereading that passage, you just see afresh that leaders lead by example. They work hard. They share the dangers. They're in the fray. They make sacrifices. They care for their followers, and their followers know it. And because of that, leaders are respected, admired, and followed. Well, there are two kinds of leaders. And as Rifleman Costello reminded us, the troops divide officers into two classes, the come on and the go on. And then he said this, the latter were exceedingly few in number. And so I have to ask myself, which one am I? Now, granted, no leader gets it right all the time, but this was an opportunity for me to take a fresh look at my leadership and a fresh reminder of the kind of leader I want to be. How about you? Are you a go-on kind of leader or a come-on kind of leader? And what one thing could you focus on today to do a better job of leading by example? That's my thought on my walk with Bernard Cornwell and Waterloo, The History of 4 Days, Three Armies, and Three Battles. Now what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.